Hi, it's Patrick Hartzell from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and otherwise medically complex patients by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units, reducing the cost of an ICU bed by 50% whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I talked about can TPN or total parenteral nutrition be given at home. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share Mikey's story. Mikey is a 17-month-old toddler who was born prematurely on August the 17th, 2017. So today's blog is Mikey can leave ICU and go home with ICU and PICU nurses after a 6-month stay. So Mikey was born in August 2017 during emergency cesarean section. Because he was born prematurely, his lungs didn't fully develop. Mikey is now ventilator dependent and tracheostomy dependent to keep his lungs open so they don't collapse. Mikey is finally ready to go home after his 16-month ordeal in ICU. However, he can only go home with critical care trained and ventilator and tracheostomy competent nurses. On the one hand, Mikey's parents, Christine and Mike Barron, are delighted that their son can go home. However, the lack of specialist services such as intensive care at home in their area, Buffalo, New York City, in the United States, and the lack of specialized ICU, PICU nurses in home care is an obstacle they have yet to overcome in order to take Mikey home. The original article with a short video can be found on another website, and I put the link to that website below this video, and I read out the article. So, Buffalo, New York, Mikey Barone has almost never seen the outside of a hospital room. Almost. Technically, he made the trip from Women and Children's Hospital on Bryan Street to Oshai on the Medical Center campus after just a few weeks, but he's been in the intensive care unit ever since. He was born on August the 3rd, 2017, at just 1 pound, 100 pounds. We were afraid that he wouldn't be able to survive. I didn't realize how common premature babies are, said his father, Mike Barone. But Mikey has been a fighter since. The family, though, has an uphill battle to fight. We haven't seen any insurance bills yet. They said, don't be surprised if you get one big one at the end, his mother, Christine, tells 7 Eyewitness News. The Barones say they know that a 16-month stint in the ICU won't be cheap, and now the hospital staff is telling the family that Mikey will be able to go home if they can find in-home nursing care. There's only one problem with that. There's a shortage of nurses in the area that do the home care nursing, especially ones that have the tracheostomy and ventilator backgrounds. The family has contacted all the local at-home nursing agencies, and they say they don't have anyone they can send. The hospital tells them Mikey has at least 6 more weeks in the hospital, but there's an urgency to have someone lined up before he gets close to his discharge date. Christine and Mike have started to interview candidates on their own and post the position on job sites around Western New York. They likely need help between 16 to 20 hours each day for Mikey, but the healthcare provider will have at least one parent at home at all times. To contact Christine, please email pinkgoose28@email.com. If you want to find out how we can help you to get your loved one out of intensive care, including palliative care, or out of long-term acute care, or if you find that you have insufficient support for your loved one at home on a ventilator, or if you want to know how to get funding for our service, or if you have any questions at all, please send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com. That's Patrick, just with a K at the end. Or call me on one of the numbers on the top of the website. Also, have a look at our career section. We are currently hiring ICU and PICU nurses for clients in the Melbourne metropolitan area and in South Gippsland, Victoria. We are an NDIS, TAC and DVA approved community service provider in Australia. Also, have a look at our range of full service provisions on our services section on our website. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll see you again next week in another update.